the story of the farm itself is quite unique in some ways, because it's sort of been moved over the last sort of few years or so, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We continue to change and grow as well. So just for your listeners, if they don't know much about us, Dr. Nathan's Farm is a world-renowned experimental archaeological site. We're based in the South Downs National Park, and we're over 50 years old now. And we've got buildings that range from all the way from Stone Age to the Saxons. So yeah, it's absolutely fantastic place.
It is, and it's on the just off the A3, isn't it? I'm thinking more sort of Clanfield, that sort of area. That's how we find you, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We're in about less than 5 minutes away from Clanfield, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Well signposted anyway. I know because we've been up there. We came up last year and did a piece with Kristen, I seem to recall.
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely. Oh, she's really busy at the moment. She's getting really ready for our large festival, Beltane, that's about to happen on the 4th of May.
See, there's never a dull moment, is there? There's always something going on. And that's why you would encourage people to come up and see you, particularly now you've got this grant as well, which is what we're talking £50,000, which is going to go some way to really telling the story, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. That £50,000 includes also kind of improving the access at our site as well, which kind of is, we've got a beautiful path now that kind of really guides the visitor around the site. So that's been fantastic. But we're also coming up as well in May, 26th of May. We've got some workshops for children to attend to learn a little bit about some of kind of like the ancient crafts that our ancestors may have done as well. So we've got kind of cordage making and plant-based dyeing, and I'm also myself, because I'm the community gardener, I'm going to be leading children and their families. Planting up our crop field with vegetables that potentially the Romans may have eaten.
Right, so we're literally going around all the different sort of scenarios really here, aren't we? And that's the beauty of it. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about all sorts of different stories you're telling in one place.
Absolutely, yes. All the way through history. So right back to kind of Stone Age, and we've got kind of Neolithic buildings. We've got a brand new Neolithic building kind of going up at the moment, which is super exciting. And yeah, you can learn all the way from the Neolithic up to the Saxons, and kind of experience how our ancestors would have lived.
And why is it important to tell these stories, though, Imogen?
Why is it important? Well, first of all, it's important to explore the archaeology and how ancestors may have used those things around them to build their homes, essentially. And so we get evidence from archaeological sites, and we use that evidence to build all the buildings at Butser. So all the buildings that we have on site were in existence at one point. So that's just incredible to be able to then come and sit inside them and experience just how we would have once lived.
And it just sort of tells the story, doesn't it, of all these, as I said to you at the start, all the different scenarios, really. And this gives people a flavour of how we used to live, I'm guessing, really, isn't it, in a nutshell?
Absolutely. You can come and completely immerse yourself in how ancestors lived. So everything on site is real. We've paid quite close attention to what may have been in their houses as well. And we have real fires in all of our houses, plus artefacts and items that we have recreated. So you get a real sense of how we would have lived.
Indeed, is it? And it's fantastic to go and have a look. Particularly, I think, when the weather's nice as well. I mean, I'm guessing if it's raining as well, you get the flavour of how things would have been. Especially a day like this, as it is now.
House with your whole family, get nice and
warm
around the fire.
Absolutely, yeah, brilliant stuff. But and that's the thing, it's one of those bits, isn't it? It's funny, it that sort of history, really, you can see it, can't you? You can feel it, you can smell it, you can touch it. That makes it different, doesn't it? Yeah.
And that's what we encourage at Butser as well. Come and really experience it for yourself. And I mean, it's wonderful seeing everybody's reaction to it, particularly children. And just get a real sense of how we would have lived, and you know all the smoke and the kind of and how we would have done things as well. So quite often at weekends we have reenactors, and we have people doing kind of flint napping and all sorts of things going on So it's really, yeah, very exciting.
And if people want to find out all about the different events going on and that kind of thing, and what about volunteering as well? Can people get involved in that?
Oh, my goodness me. Yep, absolutely. We've got an amazing cohort of volunteers. And personally, I'm heading up the gardens. I have a fantastic gang as well that come along every week. You can get involved. So you can head over to our website, and I believe there's a form that you can complete, and then come along for a kind of induction. And we would love to have anyone around to come and help out.
And details of the website address there, Imogen. What have you got for us?
That's vincentfarm.co.uk.
Fantastic. And people can find out all about the latest events as well, what's coming up. I'm guessing Absolutely. This year now, we're sort of now going to get into the busy season, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we have workshops and events running all year round. We've got all sorts of things. You can come and make a bronze axe head, and you can do some, I believe there's some Anglo-Saxon kind of cookery going on as well. Oh my goodness me, lots of different things that you can get involved in.
And great for kids.
Oh, unbelievably great for kids. It's a fantastic site as well. They can run amok and have a fantastic time kind of just in the wild, in nature. We've got a really beautiful site. And yeah, have a picnic.
Well, when the weather's better, of course, Imogen. not in a muddy field.
No.
And again, Imogen, if people want to find out more details about it, it's to go to the website and all the events are on there, yeah?
Absolutely. We've also got an Instagram page as well, so you can check that out.
Okay, and they just find your butts at Ancient Farm. They can find all the details, I'm guessing,
Absolutely,
for that.
Absolutely, they can.
Brilliant stuff. Imogen, lovely to talk to you, and good luck with it. And congratulations on the grant as well. It's going to make a great an addition, really, to the facilities that you've got there already. It'd be nice to come back to you later on in the year, see how you do, as always.
Yeah, come along, Chris. That'd be great to see you.
Oh, my darling. You take care, and regards to everyone there, and regards to Kristen as well. I know she helped us out last time, bless her, so our regards to her. Thanks for coming on tonight, though, Imogen. Lovely to talk to you, darling.
It's been a pleasure.
You take care. Chris. Cheers, Imogen. Bye now. Bye. Imogen there from the Butts at Ancient Farm, just off the A3 course at Clanford. Well signposted if you fancy to go along to that. And if you fancy getting involved in it, you can go to their website and include, of course, any details coming up. Butts at Ancient Farm. If you do the Google search for that, you can find all the details there, but it's buttsatancientfarm.co.uk is where you can find all the info.